Enrollment is down at colleges nationwide, including our local Fort Hays State University. Alumni Association Communications Coordinator Noelle Huseman talks to us about, as alumni, what folks can do to help that situation on this episode of the Post Podcast.
All of us at the Alumni Association are pretty excited to start 2021, hopefully on a semi-fresh page from the events of last year, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we recently spoke to Dr. Tisa Mason, president down there at Fort Hays State University, and got a kind of a recap how they're kicking off this semester. And yeah, it sounds like things are looking up. Who knows? But we're going to hope for the best. But one of the things right now that you say the Fort Hays is kind of struggling with is admissions. I think that's a cross the board kind of struggle right now. A lot of students just don't know what's happening, what's going to happen in the future, and maybe they're a little bit less excited to enroll in any college, let alone Fort Hays State University. But you say there's something that Fort Hays alumni can do to help, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of our goals as the Alumni Association is to inspire our current alumni to get involved and, you know, to build our alumni base, we need to build our student base. And we work with the admissions. And like you said, the admissions process just kind of looks different this year and it did last year. And John Armstrong over in the admissions department has done a really fantastic job of pivoting to new students and just assessing their needs and what they want going forward, whether that's on campus visits or, you know, almost becoming the norm is the virtual visits. We're really asking our alumni to help out the admissions process with that. And one of the things that our alumni can do, and something that John encourages all alumni to do, is reach out to your local admissions counselor in your area. They have admissions counselors that go all over Kansas, and they have one for Colorado and Nebraska. Right now, we have students from 105 counties, all counties in Kansas, and you know, we have alumni from every single county in Kansas too. And so we have the admissions counselors visiting high schools going out there, and admissions counselors really know everything about the university. They almost have a PhD in everything Fort Hays. So if our alumni do want to encourage their family or their friends or family to enroll in Fort Hays, the person that they need to contact is their local admissions counselor, because they will have almost every answer to any questions that they have.
Excellent news. You know, I was on campus the other day, and I did notice a small group of students. It looked like they were doing a campus tour. I'm wondering, you know, if an alumni is trying to help out in that recruitment piece, can they do that? Can they bring people local and show them the campus? Or do you guys feel like you've got that kind of under control already with your services?
You know, the best thing that alumni can do is refer a potential student to the admissions website. And on the admissions website, they can sign up for an on-campus visit. They are doing the on-campus tours, and they're also doing virtual tours, which is something new. And they can access that all online. But the alumni play a really key, important part to connecting potential students to the university. Not only do the admissions counselors do that, but, you know, the alumni are people that you probably already know. They might be like a relative or a friend of the family, and you guys are just sitting in the living room, maybe around holiday time, just talking about futures and what the current sophomores, juniors, seniors see themselves doing, and that's when the conversation can start. Even before they talk to an admissions counselor or when the admissions counselor visits the school, the alumni can help plant the seed of growth for Fort Hays just by those casual conversations that they're already having.
Yeah, I absolutely think that, you know, I see this in my life when I talk about various things in my life, you know, why I live in Hays still, you know, why I came to Hays in the first place. And more importantly, I think why I came back, which was all related to the university. You know, when you have those conversations with folks, I think you're absolutely right. You're starting to plant that seed. You know, you might not be actively recruiting, like, hey, you're 16. You should be thinking about college. Maybe Fort Hays is a good option. No, you just need to talk to them about the university and kind of open their eyes to all the possibilities out here.
Yeah, exactly. And I think as alumni, it's important to stay informed with all the opportunities that potential students have. And one of those big recruitment days or recruitment programs that the admissions office has is the student recognition programs. And that is when the admissions office and the admissions counselor hold the program at a local community and invite prospective students to come. And they talk about Fort Hays. They have scholarship giveaways and all of that stuff. So as an alumni, if you know when those programs are happening in your community and you can extend an invitation for a potential student, that would be the best. And all that information is on the FHSU admissions website. You can look, and there's a whole calendar of those in-person events and also virtual events, another big program that admissions has. One of their largest recruitment is Tiger Day. And last year they did virtual Tiger Days, and I think in the future they might potentially do virtual and on campus. But yeah, just knowing when those events are taking place is just one small thing alumni can do to kind of strengthen our Tiger community.
Yeah. And I think you could probably too, you know, small actions like, you know, sharing it out on maybe your Facebook page or your Twitter page, just kind of the small things, you know, they really, when we all group together, and I say we as in us Fort Hays alumni, when we all group together, man, we make really light work and we can help strengthen this university, I think.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Now, I'm curious about, you know, as we're transitioning into, you know, back from COVID life to normal life, as things are, the vaccines rolling out and all that, you know, how much push is there to get this all back to kind of normal? Or are you guys just accepting things have changed and we can do these a little bit different? Kind of like, you know, I'm thinking the conversations we had around the homecoming, you know, you added some virtual events that maybe you were at the time thinking we could keep this rolling. Does that make sense? Is there some of that give and take going on, or is it really, again, a push just to get back to normal?
I wouldn't say it's necessarily a push to get back to normal, but it is a push to realize what is already going on and things will never go back to the normal that we were used to knowing. And for an example, our online school is just growing and growing and growing. And it has been for a number of years, and that just really tells the university and potential students, you don't have to come to campus. We do have some national-ranked programs online that you can take anywhere. We have alumni all over the country, and we have alumni all over the world that are interested in Fort Hays. So when we traditionally think about incoming students as sophomore, juniors, seniors, well, now there's a whole new world of potential students that are non-traditional, that have full-time jobs. And our enrollment has seen that. And so it's not necessarily going back to normal, but just shifting the perspective of what the students want and what the students are gravitating towards.
Okay. Now, one thing that doesn't change, and I've spoken with some of the area counselors, high school counselors recently about this, is scholarships. Now, there's a ton of scholarship opportunities. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about this, because in some areas in Kansas, you can get an automatic scholarship just by attending Fort Hays and graduating your high school, right?
Yep, that's right. And Fort Hays is one of those institutions that you can get an automatic scholarship. And that's a big talking point when alumni do talk to potential students. We are really looking for modern students that also have the fiscal sensibility to get a great education at an affordable price. So we have the automatic scholarship, and they have an estimator on the admissions website. If you type in your GPA and your test scores, that they will give you an estimation of the scholarship you would automatically receive when coming to Fort Hays. And plus, there's a plethora of other scholarships that students can get. But it's always nice to have that automatic money in your hand.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier than that.
Mm-mm.
Noelle, we've got just a few minutes left here. I'm going to kind of just open this up to last thoughts and last actions. Maybe if someone's listening and they know somebody that's interested in Fort Hays, or they're listening and they're interested in Fort Hays, what's the best way to go about starting that process and connecting again with alumni, as the Alumni Association kind of works to help Fort Hays alleviate some of these recruitment problems?
Sure. If you are a potential student that wants to come to Fort Hays, the best resource for you would be to visit the admissions website at fhsu.edu/admissions. There they have all of the tools that you can use to sign up for virtual visits or schedule an on-campus visit. There's a whole calendar of those events that you can attend to learn more about Fort Hays or be entered to win those special scholarships. That is also where the automatic scholarship calculator is located. And they have all the contact information for the Fort Hays admissions counselors in your area. So if you're an alumni listening, you can visit that same website. You can look up the admissions counselor that's designated for your city or your county, and you can connect with them. All the admissions counselors have their contact information and even their social media listed on that website. So if you are an alumni, you can follow that admissions counselor on Twitter or on Instagram, on Facebook, and you can keep updated with everything that's going on in your region directly from the admissions counselor. And that's one of the best ways to get the most up-to-date information, so you can share that with potential students in your life. And also, if you're an alumni, you can follow the FHSU Alumni Association social media. We regularly update our pages with information from admissions and other departments on campus. And so if you're reading the press releases from the university, if you're seeing a post from another department, we share alumni spotlights all the time. And so if you see someone on the alumni spotlight you think might be a good influence on a potential student in your life, that's a good way to connect and social network on there. But yeah, just staying up to date on everything is the best way. Just being an informed alumni.